Everything's raisin but the weight is. Everything's raisin but the weight is. Gasoline, groceries, and Harvey's. Everything's raisin but the weight is.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out our website, thericksmithshow.com. So, summer almost over. Kind of depressed about it. In fact, my wife and kids took the day away. They're doing the amusement park thing. And it got me thinking, you know, we're just a couple of days away from kids going back to school. Summer over. Vacation time over. And go, did we even take vacation? My wife and I had a brief, small little vacation. But it was a work trip. I ended up going to Alaska, gave a speech, and rubbed elbows with my Teamster brothers and sisters there in Alaska. And a fabulous time at that, but it really wasn't a vacation, it was work. And I find that a lot of us do that, which is why when I saw the piece by my next guest on Go Ahead, Take a Week Off If You Can, I said, you know, we got to get Arthur back on the program. That's why I've asked Arthur Delaney, senior reporter over at HuffPost, to come talk with us. Arthur, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you for having me and talking about vacation with me.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's been a number of years since I've taken an actual vacation where I've forgotten work. I've just completely left everything behind, and I think a lot of us are that way.
Well, I want you to know that I think that sucks. That sucks.
It does.
People don't take it seriously. It's vacation. It's goof time. It's not what makes America great, I think, in the minds of many people who are proud of how hard they work. But honestly, it sucks. It sucks not to take vacations. And people should, I think that people should learn to value their free time. And there's data to back me up on this if you'd want to hear about it.
No, look, when I was driving a truck for a living, I was, you know, a Teamster truck driver for, you know, I worked in the trucking industry for more than 20 years. My vacation time was precious. And in fact, I looked forward to it and I left it all behind. You know, left that's job. I'm going to go do this. As soon as I started my own business and all of that, it's become 24/7. It's always there. So even vacations aren't vacations anymore.
That's right. And, you know, I love my work too, but it's still something that is vitally important. I myself didn't fully realize it until I've taken vacation and gotten to spend time with family and realized that I actually don't raise my children in the regular course of things because I have to pay someone else to do it because, you know, they're young. Because that's weird. It's weird. It's uncommon for people to take much time off. The most American vacations are only 2 weeks a year or so, which is far less than people take elsewhere in the world. And then the reason I framed that story as go ahead and take a vacation is that there's plenty of survey data indicating people don't take the vacation that's available to them. I think that's a missed opportunity. I think we can.
Yeah, do we know why? I mean, look. You know, I know, you know, I've known people over the past, you know, who have said, well, I'll just cash in my week's vacation at the end and I'll use it for Christmas money spending or whatever. Is there any documentation on why we don't? Is it the greed? Hey, I just want the money. Is it the work culture of, hey, if you take off, someone could take your job? You know, do we have a sense of what it is?
It's all of the things you just mentioned. The most in this survey that was done by, well, the travel and hotel industry think tank. Anyway, still a credible survey. The thing that appeared to correlate with people really not taking their vacation, the thing that correlated the most was fear of getting fired, fear of looking replaceable on the job. That seems to outrank, not having money to deal with it, not knowing what to deal with your pets or your kids. It's fear of getting fired. So it goes right to the heart of the fundamental lack of power that workers have in the United States. We take less vacation than practically any other country in the world. And that, you know, that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. And look, we're not guaranteed any vacation either. I mean, I know people in the UK. I know people in Canada. I know people in France who, you know, they're guaranteed vacation. I remember the first time I was in Mexico back middle 90s. And I met a guy from Germany, and he had just started a job like 6 months before and got 30 days vacation. And he had been in Mexico for like 2 weeks, and I'm going, wait a second, hold on. It's a completely foreign concept to me that the day you start, you get 30 days vacation. It was just completely mind-blown. Because here, I'm a union guy, and I'm like, you know, hey, I got it pretty good. But to get to 30 days vacation, you got to be on the job 30-plus years.
That's right. So most American workers do get annual leave. They do get vacation. But the fact that it's not a right like it is in every other developed country is part of why people do not take the vacation that's available to them. Because there's a culture of fear of getting fired because, as you know, there are plenty of people who will take your job and not take as much vacation. So that is something people have to constantly look over their shoulders. And it's sad. And it sounds frivolous because we're talking about goofing off, but it's a serious labor issue.
Yeah, and it's one of these things. I look at what happened yesterday in Missouri, and you know that's a step in the right direction. You know, retaining the few rights that workers can grab for themselves and push forward to destroy our ossified labor laws of now and move forward. Because look, I think of the first world countries, of the industrialized world, I think we have the fewest worker rights of anyone in the world.
That's right. I mean, the annual leave or vacation is one that gets talked about very little. You do hear a lot more discussion about paid leave for parents, and that's something that Democrats on Capitol Hill are pretty energized about. You know, Republicans pay lip service to it. Marco Rubio had a bill that would
destroy Social Security
retirement benefits. Yeah, but at least they're talking about it. Annual leave, I would say, is adjacent to it. But like with a lot of things in American politics, you know, just giving people time off isn't going to cut it. You have to have some sort of sympathetic group, like members of the military or people who've just had children. But even children isn't really enough to get paid parental leave over the bar. We have the highest poverty rate for children than any other age group in this country, and much higher than children in other countries. And even that's not enough for paid parental leave, at least not yet. So it's sad that this is the state of affairs, and that helps you understand why vacation is so lagging.
And the thing is, you know, even those protected classes, like you know, like the military and people who have children, even though there are laws in place, it still doesn't guarantee you're going to have a job when you get back. Which again to me is mind blowing because I always thought, because I've heard people tell me stories of, you know, they went off to serve, you know, the National Guard got deployed and they came back, their job was gone and they had no recourse. And I'm like, wait a second, I thought that was sacrosanct, and that not even that is sacrosanct.
Yeah, and. It's becoming a little more alarming in recent months. I'm speaking broadly about the status of the American worker. We've had low unemployment now for a really long time and no wage growth to show for it. You know, theoretically, unemployment goes down. There are fewer workers who are desperate for jobs. That would mean the ones who have jobs can start bidding up their wages. And that hasn't happened yet. It's this huge puzzle with like 20 different explanations, and economists and the journalists are fighting about what is the reason for it. But I think all of these things are becoming more urgent problems. And if, you know, unless the economy goes down the tube anytime real soon, it's possible we could begin to pay more attention to it in politics, especially if Democrats take power in November.
No, but you know, even that. I mean, we're told in, you know, the models. You know, we go back to, you know, economics class, and you learn, you know, the shifting of rightward or leftward shifts along the axis and the big X and all that stuff. It doesn't seem to play now because workers don't have any power to demand it. When the handful at the top say we're not paying any higher wages, they don't, and there's nothing to persuade them or make them. Especially when you're looking at the fact that, you know, right now, you know, workforce participation is still lower than it had been just a couple of years ago.
That's right. And people have posited all kinds of non-labor market reasons for that, like, oh, the kids are playing video games, or oh, it's the opioids. But it's plausible that it's just that jobs aren't very good, and there are still enough people who don't have jobs but who would like them, but who are, you know, sort of out there, the reserve army, of unemployed that workers don't have the power that they theoretically should have. Just more unemployed people waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
That is one of the more plausible explanations for it. But I think it's also just a cultural, political tradition of sort of ragging on poor people and not respecting people's basic rights to have things they need for survival, like food and shelter. And I would say that vacation is an underrated thing that ought to be included on that list.
Do you think it's possible that culturally we change to where we start demanding these things? I mean, I'm hoping the younger generation, and I know that everyone kind of dumps on the younger generation, the millennials, for not wanting to take crummy jobs and not wanting to take unpaid internships and not wanting to put up with the giant piles of that their parents put up with. And I'm hoping that they push for saying, look, we value time off. We value family. We value the things that, past generations have been forced to give up.
Yeah, if I had to guess, I would say, this wouldn't be the first thing millennials would push for, because time off becomes, it could be that time off becomes more valuable when you have a family and then you appreciate being able to get away from work more to spend time with them. Whereas younger people, family formation is delayed. You don't get married and buy a house as quickly when you don't have stable employment. So I think student debt, it makes sense that student debt is something that gets a little more attention, and it could be more of a galvanizing issue for people in the younger generation. But, I think it's still true. We haven't seen that there's going to be a whole lot of younger people, a whole lot more younger people voting. The trends are generally older people vote the most. So I don't know. I don't know if we'll get that kind of change from millennials.
Because I'm all in favor of people taking vacations. I think it would be good. I think, if we had a law passed that said you mandated everyone 30 days a year, you have to take vacation, I think that'd be a great thing. I think by putting a floor under people, I think it would be a good thing. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but I think it'd be a good thing.
We did a poll, and 86% of Democrats said, requiring paid vacation is a good thing. And more than 50% of Republicans also said they thought that was a good idea. I mean, this isn't something that's been out there with politicians debating it. I expect the Republican number to go down if it became a partisan issue, but it shows you that it is potentially a really appealing topic. I personally find it very intuitive. Yeah, more time off. That's not the same as saying raise the minimum wage. It's something you do without directly paying more money, though it is essentially a form of compensation. But, me personally, I think things like more holidays and more paid vacation makes a lot of sense. I would be interested to see what would happen if politicians started talking about it.
Yeah, you would hear the business community squealing that they're, those are job killers, Arthur. They're job killers. We're not going to have people to do our jobs. We're going to have to hire more. Products are going to cost more, and it's going to be bad. And the poor are going to be harmed, Arthur. We can't do it.
Right. I mean, basically, you can't. I totally can't imagine the same. It falling into the same groove as paid leave, where you're just adding more burdens on businesses. Even though these are burdens on businesses in other countries, and those aren't socialist health states in those other countries. You can see it happening elsewhere in the world. It's just off the table here. I wonder if that can change. I mean, there are sort of fringy bills introduced in Congress. They're just not things that.
Yeah, I mean, I look at this, and at the end of it, I think it does take policy, because the invisible hand certainly is not going to do it, and I don't see the labor movement growing at a pace fast enough over the next 20 years to push for more vacations. I think it's got to be a policy thing. But last question I've got for you, in looking at this, obviously down on the level of priorities, but this should be right at the top in my view. Thoughts? And I think Arthur agrees with me. I think we lost him. But I'm very, very much pro vacation. Very much pro moving forward. Arthur, I appreciate the time, man.
Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Thanks so much. Check out his piece. Good work. Arthur always does fantastic work over there at the HuffPost. It's titled, Go Ahead, Take a Week Off If You Can. Good stuff. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.